Hi, I'm Kira Prince, and welcome to my last and final podcast. So this podcast can be about my experience in this class, things that went well, things that didn't go so well, and all that fun stuff. So my experience in this class, well, it was pretty chill for the most part and easy to get stuff done. Plus, it's fun to talk about the things that you're interested in. So, yeah, it was pretty easy class. It wasn't too taxing or whatever. Firstly, I'll be talking about the things that went well during this class. Scheduling. Of course, you know, if you plan out your scripting and your recording days in a timely manner, you can get stuff done fast. Yay, efficiency. Also, I had no problem with the app itself, besides it deleting half of my podcast and stuff. But that's honestly it. The app itself is pretty easy to use and wasn't too complicated at all. I sound like a sponsor. Anyway, and the process in general of making a podcast wasn't really that difficult either. Okay, enough with the good things. Now, here's things that I could have done better. Now, this section is just me having a little personal beef with myself. So, speaking, I stutter a lot when I record. I don't know why I do this, but my words tend to slur together when I talk. Stick to my script. I tend to get a bit off track when I record because my brain does not want to read the dang text. Like, it's there for a reason. Why can't you just cooperate with me? And now, the hardest thing of this was recording, personally, because with all the things previously mentioned, recording was pretty messy. Because, you know, if I made one small mistake, I'd delete the whole recording and start over again, and this will repeat over and over and over and over. Like, you just read the same paragraph twice. Is this a bad time for a K-pop reference? If any of you guys understood that reference, then bless your heart, but... So you read the same paragraph twice and you're telling me you can't figure it out? Like, what? Also, when I script, I have like 5 million mistakes, and sometimes what I type don't even make sense, and that also forces me to stop recording, fix my mistakes, and start over. So that taught me how to proofread every time I script and make sure everything's all neat before I even start recording. Now, things I would do differently. Actually using my script, because I wrote 7 pages for my third podcast and only used like 2 pages, because those 2 pages got me up to 60 minutes. So I assumed that if I were to do the whole 7 pages, I would hit 40 or more minutes. And I don't think anyone wants to hear me stutter about murder and 100-year-old children with powers for 30 minutes straight. Also, be more entertaining. I don't know how to explain it, but I kind of sound like a monotone robot during this, and yeah, nobody wants to hear that. Turn it off. And using my earbud mic, because I think it would sound way better, like, using my actual headphone mic instead of just using the mic on the Chromebook. I could have used it for this one too. I don't know why I didn't, but okay. Now on to my topic. So 2 topics I've chosen for my podcast are Higurashi and ARGs. So why did I choose these topics? Well, I don't know. I don't even know. It's kind of like the first thing that popped into my head, so why not? Obviously, I picked topics that I could talk about without getting bored. And yeah, they are gory and confusing at times, and Japanese words are hard to pronounce. But I got through it with determination. Yay. That was a Undertale reference if you didn't pick it up. Now, on to the 2 clips for my podcast. Just a heads up, for my second clip, it was supposed to be for my 4th one I did with Kyra, but she kind of flaked out on me and she didn't finish recording with me, so I just kind of scrapped it and did it on my own, but I still have the clips with Kyra, so I'll add these here. Okay, I just showed Kyra weather service, and Kyra, how do you feel about it?
It was boring.
It was boring. That's it?
Yep.
What was boring about it?
Everything.
If you saw that message pop up on your TV at 12 in the morning, what would you think?
Close the blinds, close the curtains, eat and sleep.
If it says, go outside, look at the moon, you get a free
Nicki Minaj autograph. What would you
or Doja Cat?
Would you do it?
Well, don't her come in my house and then
get it. But no, you have to go outside and look at the moon and then you get it.
But a bunch of metal armor, put it on me and then go outside.
You have to look at the moon. It says
just
don't.
Just my butt. I don't want to look at the moon.
Okay, fine. So I just done Kyra sky watching. Now Kyra, how did you feel about it?
It was a moon, but it wasn't a moon. It was like a weird bean shaped organ.
A kidney?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so sky watching starts off as usual. Gives us the rundown of the time and the next program. And it's currently 12 a.m. The program starts off as a wholesome one, as it shows the different types of constellations, and then it shows the moon. In anonymous red letters, it says his throne, and then it cuts to a closer shot of the moon, and it looks fleshy, like, and gross. And it shows where this crater was on the moon. It has, like, little structures on it with a triangle thing, like, leading to the structure. I don't know what it was, but after a few seconds... I know it was a triangle. I'm just... After a few seconds of flash screen, we get jump scared with a closer shot of the moon, which looked like it had something coming out of it. I don't, like, didn't look like that. Never mind. I'm gonna explain later. But, yeah, I don't know, but it looked weird, and there were signs going off, and then in red letters it said, rejoice, and then the person, you know, who had the camera, he went out to the moon, and he's like, just sticking his arms up like this, like, hallelujah. Praise the moon. And the funny thing is that the little abomination on the side of the moon, it kind of looked like one of the things, like the little dead thing from the grave that the skeleton dude said. Yeah. Kyra, what did you think the moon would sound like if it were to scream? And yeah, those are the clips I've chosen to play, and that's the end of this podcast. Cue outro music here.